Precision medicine, treatments tailored to a person's unique traits and ailments, is the focus of a White House-led initiative that today is partnering with Cambridge's Broad Institute. President Obama has said he hopes that initiative will one day lead to a revolution in treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's, and more. But first begins a major data gathering process to begin collecting and sharing healthcare information from 1 million volunteers. That's where the Broad Institute comes in. It will help build the infrastructure to help share that data that could lead to new treatment discoveries. For more on the project, we turn now to Dr. Sek Kathiresan, a cardiologist and geneticist who will help lead the effort. Dr. Kathiresan, thanks for speaking to WBUR.
It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Now, we mentioned cancer and Alzheimer's treatments. What are some other possible outcomes of this precision medicine project?
Well, Jack, for so many of the diseases that affect Americans, we still don't really understand the root causes, and this lack of understanding is really limiting our ability to prevent or treat disease. And this Precision Medicine Initiative cohort program is really a research study designed to discover the root causes of disease. I really liken it to a Framingham study for the 21st century. If you remember, in the 1940s, there was really an epidemic of heart disease, and fundamental causes of heart attack were really being debated. And that all changed with the revolutionary Framingham study that started in 1948, where about 5,000 people were enrolled. These individuals were followed over time to see who developed a heart attack. We learned that high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and cigarette smoking are correlated with increased risk of heart attack, and treatments designed to address those root causes really led to a plummeting of the death rate for heart attack. Now let's move forward to the 21st century. For many, many diseases, such as Alzheimer's or schizophrenia, we still don't understand the root causes, and this new initiative aims to change that.
What kind of information will patients be sharing?
Participants will be providing information about their lifestyle, their behaviors, and health status. They'll be providing blood samples for measurements. They'll provide consent to link to their health information from their electronic health records, and then they'll also provide consent to be followed over time for the development of disease.
Now, the Broad Institute is, of course, used to handling large amounts of data, perhaps not on this scale, though. What are the challenges of gathering, categorizing, storing this amount of information?
Well, the challenge is large, but no larger than, for example, what Google has dealt with in terms of Google Maps, for example. And so we feel confident that we'll be able to pull together the resources of the infrastructure to really assemble, curate, and create the data platform for access.
Obviously, analyzing this amount of data takes time. How soon do you hope to have some kind of result, something you can point to out of this?
That's a great question. I mean, I think we all want these early wins. And the hope of this project is to start recruitment this year. We may be able to do analysis and generate new information, new knowledge, even as early as the next couple of years. But ultimately, I think it'll take about 4 years for the full million individuals to be recruited. And the power of the analysis will only grow exponentially as more and more people contribute information into this data set.
The White House, in announcing this partnership today, repeatedly stresses this data network will be secure. Clearly, it recognizes the concern around personal health data today. How can you keep this information protected?
Well, this is one of the top priorities of the work over the next few months to really get the data security policy in place. In May, the White House announced a formal policy, a set of principles and framework that was developed by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, so-called NIST. And we really are taking a page from the National Cybersecurity Framework to really apply it to this health data.
All right. Dr. Sek Kathiresan, the director of the Broad's Cardiovascular Disease Initiative and co-director of the program in Medical and Population Genetics. Dr. Kathiresan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.